Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Afghan officials say a huge Taliban car bomb has gone off outside a police station in the capital, Kabul, killing at least 18 people. About 140 people, mostly civilians, were injured. Tension is high in Kabul after both the Taliban and the United States said they'd made significant progress in talks to end the Afghan conflict. Professor Mark Semple of Queen's University in Belfast is an expert on conflict resolution in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
I don't think that we should be at all surprised that this kind of attack is taking place now, because there's nothing in the deal which we expect to be signed in coming days which will actually rule out such attacks. It's not yet a peace deal. It's perhaps opening the door towards a future peace deal. But until then, the Taliban are entirely free to continue their armed campaign.
President Trump will visit the sites of two mass shootings in Ohio and Texas at the weekend, which left 31 people dead. His visit comes amid criticism of his rhetoric, which has been blamed for inciting hate crimes. From El Paso, here's our North America editor, John Sopel.
Like previous presidents, the commander-in-chief will today play the wearily familiar role of consoler-in-chief as he visits the two latest communities hit by gun violence. But unlike his predecessors, Donald Trump is facing calls from local community leaders and politicians to stay away. His opponents accuse him of using language that has contributed to a climate of anger and racism. In El Paso, where the alleged gunman has been charged with hate crimes, the former congressman and Democratic Party presidential hopeful Beto O'Rourke has said the president's open racism was an invitation to violence. But the White House says comments like that are dangerous and owe more to electioneering than they do to helping resolve the problem.
John Sopel reported. Turkey says the US is moving closer to its position on plans to create a safe zone in northern Syria. Turkey's defense minister, Hulusi Akar, said there'd been a constructive atmosphere during talks between the two sides, which are expected to end soon. A Kenyan MP has been ordered to leave Parliament after she attended the morning session with her five-month-old baby. Here's Will Ross.
Zuleika Hassan said she'd only brought her baby into Parliament because she'd had an emergency. Some of her male colleagues condemned her decision to bring her five-month-old baby into the building, one describing it as shameful. To some Kenyans, it seems a little odd that the MP was chased out of Parliament in the middle of what is World Breastfeeding Week. In 2017, Kenyan lawmakers passed a bill compelling employers to construct special rooms where mothers could breastfeed and change their babies. However, Parliament still doesn't have such a facility.
BBC News.